I will now pass you to Tim to introduce our fourth set of news stories.
We now have bad news and good news from Norwich. The reopening of the halls near the city centre has been delayed again. But Jarrold's has opened a Christmas market on schedule. The promised opening of a much-needed dentistry school has hit a blockage, but if you want to try a really good tiramisu and maybe not help your teeth, your chance has come. And more good news, a new choir organised by Vision Norfolk is giving people with sight loss a chance to raise their voices. Here's Jane with the first bad news story.
The hall's reopening has been hit with fresh delays after revamp complications and fights over management. Norwich City Council revealed the halls, which have been closed since the beginning of 2024, are now set to open next spring. Earlier this year, surveys revealed decay in the roof structures, sending project costs soaring to nearly £8 million. The Grade 1 listed medieval halls were due to reopen earlier this year, before being delayed. The opening has been pushed back twice this year, and now the council announced it is aiming for 2026. A council spokesman said, "The refurbishment work has taken longer than we've hoped, but this is a very old building, so the work has been complex. It's no secret to say the tender exercise has not gone exactly smoothly. But we're confident restoration work will be finished soon and for further preparation work to be carried out. So we're ready for the hall's opening in the spring."
A Christmas market has opened inside a city department store that spotlights local makers and small businesses. The festive stalls are on the second floor of Jarrold's in Norwich and started serving customers this week. A total of 10 stalls will showcase some of the best small businesses in Norfolk, with vendors changing throughout the Christmas period. The market will run in its current format until December the 8th, when the stalls will then be taken store-wide for the rest of the festive season. Luke Osborne, head of retail experience at Jarrold's, said this year the market stalls will change every week, so customers will be able to shop from different local brands every time they visit.
A Norfolk council leader has urged Health Secretary Wes Streeting to eat prunes to speed up a decision over the future of the county's much-anticipated dentistry school. Kay Mason Billig, Conservative leader at County Hall, said Mr. Streeting needed the dried fruit, considered a way to relieve constipation, to end the blockage holding up a decision on the University of East Anglia Dental School. There remains doubt over when the under-construction school, seen as key to solving the county's dental crisis, will be able to take on its first students. There had been hopes the first students would be able to enrol in September next year, but the process to allow that has not started, so it now looks like it will be September 2027, before the first undergraduates can begin their training. The government, struggling with extreme pressures on its finances, is yet to commit the necessary funding so the Office for Students can allocate dental courses for 2026-27. A spokeswoman for the Department of Health and Social Care said in September that plans for the allocation of funding for dental places would be set out in due course, but did not state when.
The owner of a hit Italian pizza company has added a sweet treat to the menu that has been several months in the making. Diners at the Warwick Arms in Warwick Street, Norwich, can now indulge in a slab of tiramisu. Luca Labella, owner of Luca Pizza, said, "We're an Italian-style restaurant, and I felt that it was important that I try to get a great tiramisu on the menu." I saw a Reddit post asking about the best places to get a tiramisu in Norwich and figured that people must like it enough for me to throw my hat into the ring. This dessert has been 3 months in the making, more than 20 renditions. We worked on all of the ingredients, the quantities, the variables, and have now launched the final product. There are a lot of places to get tiramisu in Norwich, but my goal is for this to be known as the best. And it's been going really well so far, Mr. Labella said.
A new choir based in Norwich is giving people living with sight loss the chance to raise their voices and connect with others. Organised by the charity Vision Norfolk, the group aims to support well-being and reduce social isolation through the joy of singing. Andrew Mortar, Chief Executive of Vision Norfolk, said, "This is a chance for vision-impaired people to explore their voices, meet new people, and be part of something joyful. Singing is such a great way to bring people together. There are all sorts of studies which show that it helps with confidence, happiness, and even physical good health. Sight loss can lead to isolation, so for vision-impaired people, this is a chance to come together and have fun, as well as the opportunity to learn from a professional singing teacher." The choir is led by volunteer James Fowler, a retired head teacher and trained chorister. No prior singing experience is required. Sessions are held every Monday morning at Vision Norfolk's Bradbury Activity Centre on Beckham Place, Norwich. To find out more or to join, contact Mark Smith at mark.smith@visionnorfolk.org.uk or call 01603 573 000 extension 341.